Thank you. Good afternoon, Rangel. It's April 17th, and this is your afternoon 4:48 COVID update with City Manager Lisa Von Bargen and me, the Mayor, Stephen Prasanka. And so let's jump right to Lisa today. She's got some interesting information about new COVID symptoms. So Lisa, do you want to talk about that?
Certainly. From the State Emergency Operations Center today, it was reported at our local morning EOC briefing to me that there's a new symptom of COVID. It appears that young people in particular are getting some sort of a rash. So that's one more symptom to add to the list of things to watch out for. If you, especially a young person, seems to be having an odd rash, that should be a trigger for you to call the clinic or the hotline and maybe ask for some additional questions about testing.
Perfect. So it might not necessarily mean that they will call for testing, but it's just something else to watch out for, and definitely call up to the search has a hotline that you can call with questions. I wish I had that number handy, but I know it's on the web. So excellent. Interesting update for me today is that I'm very happy to announce that today the city manager, myself, our vice mayor, our economic development director, and the city clerk got together, and we have formed a task force for economic recovery task force, and we've contacted all of the individuals that we're going to be asking to sit on that task force. So from the assembly, and the chairperson is going to be assembly member DeLong, Maya DeLong. Our community member or member at large will be Dale Parkinson. From the Economic Development Council will be Caitlin Cardinale. From the Convention and Visitors Bureau will be Chris Buness. From the Chamber, Stephanie Cook. The tribe, we've contacted the tribe and we're asking them to do a nomination for us. So we sent that out to Esther and hopefully we'll hear back soon. Our staff member sitting on that will be our Economic Development Director, Carol Rushmore, and the health advisor to this committee will be Captain Dorianne Spray. So we're very excited about this. We had some feedback. Two members of the community phoned in at our meeting, and assembly members, myself included, have reported that we're getting calls from individuals on both sides, some that really want to see things opened up and some that are worried about us opening too quickly. And so to have this advisory committee or task force starting to look at things and strategize on ways for us to do a safe reopening of the Wrangell economy for what we can do, I think it's going to be really vital. And they will be advising the administration, so they will be speaking with and bringing information forward to City Manager Von Bargen, but also advising the assembly as we move forward and helping to form our ideas and our thoughts as we move along on that journey. Lisa, do you want to add anything on that?
No, Mr. Mayor, I think you encapsulated things very well, but just a reminder that the mandates that are in place for business closures and other things are state mandates. And so there will need to be close coordination, obviously, with the governor and the Department of Health and Dr. Zink around the state as we try to work through reopening the economy for business.
Excellent. Yes, absolutely. I think people forget that a lot of the, well, almost all of the current restrictions in place are not the city's. They are from the state. The state is actually kind of hamstrung us on what we can and can't do. But the second thing I can report is I sat in on a meeting today with the governor, Commissioner Crum, Dr. Zink, the state's medical director, and some mayors from other communities and city leaders. And we had a chance to have a good conversation with the governor and raise our concerns. I would again say that I believe that many of the concerns that we have in Wrangell regarding COVID pandemic is kind of straight across the board for most communities. I did speak to the governor about our concern regarding our critical access hospital and perhaps the understanding that the state has in terms of capacity of that hospital as we move forward. It is really, truly the Achilles heel of this community. And if we were to have a small amount of cases, it would very quickly stretch our medical personnel and our supplies and our facility to the max. And so we have to be very cautious as we how we open up and when we open up. And the governor has assured me, he spoke directly back to me, which was nice. I laid out my concerns and he actually answered them. And he said that his intent is for the communities to have a great deal of say in how each community reopens and what they're comfortable with doing and how they go about mandating and working with industry to do that. To that end, they have now committed to sending all of the plans from the fleet to the each region and each community. And we will have an opportunity to look at those plans and then work with industry to tailor it to our community. And so that's very heartening and I appreciate that very much. So it was a great meeting and I came away feeling very good about things and where we're gonna head from here.
Mr. Mayor, can I just clarify?
Go ahead, please.
The plans are coming not just from the fleet, but from all industry sectors.
Right.
People traveling for critical workforce infrastructure.
Yes, very good point. I keep sort of staying on fisheries. And that includes, although there's no plans in place right now to open up the cruise ships that we're aware of, the small cruise ships have not canceled their season. The larger ships have been sort of mandated out of being able to have a season. But currently...
Well, at least through July.
Sorry?
Mr. Mayor,
through July,
right? The CDC hold on cruise ships over 250 passengers and crew combined is through at least July 23rd.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. The smaller ships, though, presently with the current mandates that are in place, would not be able to operate unless they brought their passengers in and quarantined them for 2 weeks prior to their departure. So as it stands right now, there isn't an actual, reasonable mechanism for them to have the cruise ship. So Lisa, do you want to give we had another point there that you wanted to get to?
Our understanding is that the draft plan for a mandate related to independent fishing vessels has been reviewed at the committee, the working group level, and has been forwarded to the Attorney General's office for review. And from there, they may be getting that information out to other stakeholders and communities to review. I don't know what that process will be yet, but we'll be staying in tune to what that is.
Excellent. Well, and I think what we want to end on tonight is the good news. And the good news in Wrangell is that we've gone another week with no COVID in our community. Nobody is suffering with that and no resources are being stretched. And that's fantastic. And the reason why is because we have taken the measures that we have taken. And don't be lulled into a false sense that it just didn't show up. It didn't show up because the state took responsible action early on with the travel mandates that they put in. And this community has done an amazing job following those restrictions. So as we move forward, the temptation is, well, we don't have any, we're all good, let's just go forward. But that's when you get a rebound. And I really encourage the community to stay the course with this. And please follow the state and local guidance and practice social distancing. So with that, Wrangell, have a great weekend. And we will have a follow-up on Monday with another update at 4:48. Thanks very much.